as if in a dream. He drifted across the rose marble tile, hearing the echoing clack of his boot heels, hearing the faint and shifting conversation of the Orizas in their pouch. He thought, people who work here wish they lived here. They may not know it exactly, but they do. People who work here find excuses to work late, and they will live long and productive lives. In the center of the high, echoing room, the expensive marble floor gave way to a square of humble, dark earth. It was surrounded by ropes of wine-dark velvet, but Roland knew that even the ropes didn't need to be there. No one would transgress that little garden, not even a suicidal Kantoi desperate to make a name for himself. It was holy ground. There were three dwarf palm trees, and plants he hadn't seen since leaving Gilead. Spathiphyllum, he believed, they had been called there, although they might not have the same name in this world. There were other plants as well, but only one mattered. In the middle of the square, by itself, was the rose. It hadn't been transplanted. Roland saw that at once. No, it was where it had been in 1977, when the place where he was now standing had been a vacant lot, filled with trash and broken bricks, dominated by a sign which announced the coming of Turtle Bay Luxury Condominiums, to be built by Mills Construction and Sombra Real Estate Associates. This building, all 100 stories of it, had been built instead, and around the rose. Whatever business might be done here was secondary to that purpose. 2 Hammarskjöld Plaza was a shrine. 6. There was a tap on his shoulder, and Roland whirled about so suddenly that he drew glances of alarm. He was alarmed himself. Not for years, perhaps since his early teenage years, had anyone been quiet enough to come within shoulder-tapping distance of him without being overheard.